From VOA News in Washington, I'm Lori London. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels landed in an open area in central Israel early Sunday and triggered air raid sirens at his international airport. It's the latest in a reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. We hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The early morning attack on Sunday triggered air raid sirens, including at Israel's international airport, but there were no reports of casualties or major damage. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have repeatedly fired drones and missiles toward Israel since the start of the war in Gaza, but nearly all of them have been intercepted over the Red Sea. In July, an Iranian-made drone launched by the Houthis struck Tel Aviv, killing one person and wounding 10 others. Israel responded with a wave of airstrikes on Houthi-held areas of Yemen. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
At least eight people died during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel from northern France, according to French maritime authorities Sunday. The incident occurred Saturday just before midnight when authorities spotted a boat carrying dozens in distress near a beach in the northern Anglais-Tisse region. President Joe Biden with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House Friday discussed support for Ukraine amid a push for Kyiv for Western partners to lift restrictions on using their long-range missiles. Patsy Wiedekuswara reports.
The efforts of the government now are welcome, but they're a bit shy. I think they can do more in stoppage of military support and other such considerations to
the
Israelis.
This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. And in other news, Storm Ilyana has weakened to a tropical depression, according to the National Hurricane Center. The tropical storm formed Thursday off Mexico's Pacific coast as it moved ashore, making landfall on the coast of the Mexican state of Sinaloa on Saturday after pounding the resort-studded Los Cabos. Three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech citizen were arrested Saturday after Venezuelan officials accused them of coming to the South American country to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. The arrests were announced on state television, the nation's most powerful interior ministry said. A billionaire spacewalker returned to Earth with his crew on Sunday, ending a five-day trip that lifted them higher than anyone has traveled since NASA's moonwalkers. SpaceX's capsule splashed down into the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas in the pre-dawn darkness, carrying tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, two SpaceX engineers, and a former Air Force Thunderbird pilot. In the farthest trip of his pontificate, in one of the largest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distance traveled, Pope Francis, at age of 87, hobbled on his knees and bent over with sciatica, appearing to have the time of his life while in East Timor, with half of East Timor's population gathered at a seaside park. Shogun could be an epic night. The bear could clean up for the second time in less than a year, and baby reindeer has gone from dark horse to contender in the 76th Primetime Emmy Awards that will arrive on Sunday, back in their traditional mid-September spot after a single strike delayed edition in January. The Emmys will be airing on ABC from downtown Los Angeles. Their show, the winning stars of 2020's Emmys, with their shows Schitt's Creek, will host. And we will bring you the latest when we hear from that part of the world in Los Angeles. And the head of NATO's military committee said Saturday Ukraine has solid legal and military right to strike deep into Russia to combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies, even as we heard earlier, the Biden administration balks at allowing Kyiv to do so. I'm Lori.